Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, you always win when you get great information, and that means you can be a winner by learning and perhaps by joining the American Association of Individual Investors. You can learn about all the things they do from their regional and national meetings, their national meeting coming up. If you're a member and you're going, you can see Charles Rotblat there. You can also see me there coming in Orlando in about 2 weeks. But if you want more information, it's AAII.com. Charles Rotblat, editor of AAII Journal, author of Better Good Than Lucky. If he's not here, you can follow him when he's on Twitter, and that is at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Cabot Microelectronics.
Cabot Microelectronics Corp. That is ticker symbol CCMP. And this is like a company, if I'm not mistaking it with somebody else, they're sort of on the edge of the semiconductor business.
Yeah, they make what's known as polishing slurries, and what their products are used for are really smoothing out the surface of the wafers used in integrated circuits. So as part of the process, in terms of laying all the gold and the copper on the various components of an integrated circuit, various residue gets put on the surface there. And Cabot Microelectronics actually makes products that gets rid of those excess materials. So one way to think about them is they're a type of a cleaning slash abrasive process used in the semiconductor component process, because as these semiconductors become thinner and thinner and able to do more and more, you need to have smooth surfaces to make sure everything works together. And that's where these guys play into. So they are a play on the semiconductor industry, but a very specialized part of that manufacturing process. And they are the leader in their niche market.
Being a leader in a niche market doesn't necessarily mean that you're always worth buying. So what's the specific screen that they come up with for you?
Well, this I actually found. I was looking through rising earnings estimates, being that we are in the midst of earnings season, to see what came through. And I'll look at rising earnings estimates, and I'll look for stocks trading below their five-year average historical PE. This company came up and had some good numbers. Last week, it reported record revenues of $116 million, up 5.1% from last year. Its fiscal fourth quarter earnings, its fiscal fourth quarter ended on September 30th, totaled 70 cents per share, up 49 cents from a year ago. More importantly, they topped expectations by 10 cents, 16.7%. And this is the second quarter in a row they've exceeded expectations by double percentage digits. So pretty big beats. Four analysts cover the stock. Its market cap is slightly less than $1 billion, so right at the small cap range. But all four analysts raised their estimates following announcements, pushing their fiscal 2014 consensus estimate up by 13 cents to $2.48 per share. In the conference call, they did say that they're expecting the first half of next year to be somewhat weak, but then for business to pick up in the second half of the year. So this is a small company trading at a discount relative to its five-year historical average, trading at a discount relative to the semiconductor industry, but has some good positive fundamental momentum going for it.
That being the case, is this, when we call it buy of the week, but is this one of those things that you hold long term, or is this one of those things you go in and say, here's my target, let's see if I can hit it?
I think you need to pay attention to the target and also semiconductor sales. The semiconductor industry is notoriously cyclical. This is a stock that you could theoretically buy when the industry is doing really poorly and hold on to it. I think right now that it has risen some, you do want to watch the industry. And certainly the industry is more and more tied to economic growth. And so depending on your outlook for economic growth will impact your outlook for the stock. This said, I do think over the next year we could be seeing some nice upside, perhaps 20%, because its current PE of 18.7 compares to industry median of 23, a five-year average of 27.5 for the stock. And if you look at where fiscal 2014 estimates are right now, the stock's trading at about 16 times 2014 estimates. So even on an aggregate level, the stock looks pretty attractive given its potential for growth and given its potential to surpass analyst expectations going forward.
All that being said, what's the logical conclusion here? I mean, what are you trying to get out of this stock, the buy of the week? And again, it's Cabot Microelectronics, CCMP. What's the upside here?
Well, I think it's about 20% upside to the stock. And you do have to watch how the company is performing relative to expectations, because one of the reasons I selected the stock is that it is topping expectations by pretty big margins. And if suddenly you start seeing the company coming right at expectations or missing it, that would be a sign they get out. You want to pay attention to just how the overall semiconductor industry is doing, because obviously if there's slowdowns in the broader industry, particularly among the bigger chip makers, that would be a sign that there could be tougher troubles for this company. And you do need to take into consideration that the company did say the next two quarters may not be fantastic. So keep that into your forecast. But I think this is a situation we get a year from now, stock's up 20%. If the valuation's still reasonable, if the outlook for the industry still looks decent, I would continue holding it at that point.
And
but you should reevaluate it.
And we're saying that even though the stock's up, pretty healthy year to date and has been beating the semiconductor industry on the whole.
Yeah, the industry itself, like I said, is cyclical. And so you're going to have, particularly when you start going further out from your major semiconductor companies, start looking at the companies that sell to them, you are going to have this boom and bust cycle in there. So these are cyclical companies, and you will have periods where the stock prices do fantastic, and you'll have periods where the stocks are acting like a dog with fleas. That's just some of the volatility that comes along with the sector.
Well, it is a sector that a lot of folks have interest in, and here's a name you may not have heard of before. It is the buy of the week, Cabot Microelectronics. CCMP is the ticker, and although the stock's been doing well, Charles Roquefort says potential upside of 20% or more. If you want more information, learn about AAII Journal and all that Charles does there by going to AAII.com. Follow Charles on Twitter at Charles Roquefort, and remember, he'll be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, looking forward to doing that with you, too.
I do as well.
There is much more to go on the November the 5th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview with Lee Partridge from Salient Partners when Money Life continues.